The information contained herein is intended to help the viewer successfully navigate common IRS and Department of Labor requirements to help achieve successful results from their IRA. The information is not intended to replace information from your legal counsel or income tax professional. IRA Club does not offer or sell any investment. All investments have risk.
Welcome to the IRA Club podcast, brought to you by the IRA Club, Alternative Investing Reimagined. This is the show where you'll hear from experts across all of the investment world, all sharing their knowledge to help you master your self-directed retirement accounts. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just getting started, the IRA Club podcast is here to help empower you to take control of your financial future. And that starts right now.
All right, here we go. Ramis Fakhouri, Vice President of IRA Club, joining for the first time ever Dennis Blitz, our founder or leader of IRA Club. I know you're laughing. Sometimes I refer to him as Master Yoda, a brilliant man and a very well-respected man in our industry. But this is our very first podcast ever, Dennis.
This is. And we really need to do these podcasts because there's more and more friction for people who are planning for their future.
Yes, I agreed. And not just the friction, it's a long time coming, Dennis. As you well know, you know, many of our clients, we've open funded over 15,000 accounts. We as a company, IRA Club, we'll get into it a little bit later and talk about the history of IRA Club and retirement accounts. But most importantly, why did it take so long, Dennis? I mean, even though this is a brand new podcast, we've done, what would you say, a few hundred, 300, 400, 500 webinars, live webinars? Yes. Sure. And how many events you, Dennis, have you attended in the last 15 years?
Oh, my golly. You got to figure, 30, 40 a year.
Give or take, right? Yeah. I think like between you and I think we're on the road collectively. I think like 200 out of the 300 days collectively combined. So it's not, although it's a brand new, podcast, it's not that we are new to the game.
We're rookies.
Yeah, no, we've been around the block quite a few times. But with that being said, Dennis, I'm going to lead it into you. And because it is our first podcast, right, we need to talk about who is IRA Club? Who is Dennis Blitz? As our founder, many of our clients ask us, Dennis, why IRA Club? So how did you come up with that name?
It's a silly answer, but I'll be happy to give it. Back in the 1990s, I was president of a company called Dearborn Publishing, and Dearborn Publishing was the largest publisher, financial publisher, of training materials and educational materials for the securities industry, the real estate industry, and the second largest publisher in the insurance industry. And we sold that company to the Washington Post for a substantial amount of money, and that was fine. And so I tried to retire, and I found out a couple things. One, I'm terrible at retirement, and I don't know how to do it. And number two, I had started a self-directed IRA, and we'll talk about that in a moment, and realized there was hardly anybody who had one of these accounts, not the kind of IRA that you would have at Fidelity or Schwab or Vanguard, but a self-directed IRA where you get to make your own investment decisions and invest in exactly what you want to invest in. So what I decided to do, I live in Chicago, was have form a club of people who were, you just had self-directed IRAs and wanted to talk to somebody to see, what are you doing and what are you doing and what are you doing and get ideas from each other. And so I ran an ad online. If anybody has a self-directed IRA and you want to meet, we're going to meet on, whatever night it was, Tuesday nights, I don't recall. And at this Italian restaurant in the back room.
Nothing mafia related.
Nothing. There was outside in the front, the restaurant, I don't know what's going on. But in the back room was fine. We started to meet. And I did learn from people who were, what are you investing in? What are you investing in? Or they would say to me, because I did have a securities publishing background and had written books on the topic, they'd say, can we do this or can we do that? And I'd research it and say, yeah, you can. No, you can. The club kept growing, and it was very, very helpful for all of us. And we gave it the name IRA Club because we didn't have another name. We even printed letterhead, and we were on our way. Slowly, those people had cousins, neighbors,
friends,
relatives who wanted to start their own self-directed IRA. And they would come to me and say, can you help my brother? Can you help my friend? And I would say, sure. And one day I sort of realized that I was spending more time helping people start their IRA accounts to invest in those things they wanted to invest in than I was, doing anything else. And so I said, gee, this could be a company. It could be a little business. And so we started the business, and I was trying to keep doing it on a shoestring, and we already had the letterhead printed for IRA Club. So I used the same letterhead, and that's where the name IRA Club came from. I know it's kind of a corny story, but that's where the name was. But we've always treated everybody like a member. We've always treated everybody fairly, honestly. Nobody here is looking to get rich on anybody's money. We all have, you know, done fine. And we want to treat everybody fairly. So our fees are very, very reasonable, are really just covering costs. We try to treat everybody fairly, give everybody good information. We can't give investment advice by regulation, but we can give you good information on the best plan that you can use, because the government has so many plans out there that are all so wonderful that don't get any advertising. The government is very poor at advertising what they offer, and yet they offer some wonderful, wonderful plans, and that's what we're here for, to share that information with anybody who wants.
Well, Dennis was actually leading it into why IRA Club was born, established, Dennis, correct me if I'm wrong, 2008 was the official. So 2008, IRA Club, the name itself was born, it became into a company, and we are a Chicago-based full-service administrator, self-directed IRA company that, as Dennis mentioned, is, and we should actually say the word itself, self-direction, actually, better yet, is a term that we use that geared towards control. That's the name of the game for us, is control. Giving what Dennis talked about, our members, our clients, the flexibility to choose their own investments. That is what we are here to talk about as part of this podcast, and that is the reasons why we want to get the word out, educate individuals, and not just individuals, Dennis. Some exciting news that we're also going to be talking about in future podcasts is small business accounts. So it's not just the individuals that we're trying to help, it's also small business owners. With that being said, and I'm actually going to take it a step forward, as of January 1st, not only do we help self-employed individuals, either husband and wife or spouse or whoever it is that are starting a small business, but we now help employers and employees through the first ever safe harbor 401ks.
Self-directed,
correct me, learning from you, Dennis. So with that being said, Dennis, what are the things that can we expect from this podcast? What is it that we're going to be talking about outside of just, forgive me, the control of retirement accounts? What's the goal here?
Well, let me go back to control of retirement accounts for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Because when we say self-directed, we really mean that. You know, the regulation is clear. You can invest for your future as long as it is a passive investment. Now, there are, I can tell you the number, that 97.5% of the people don't know that, because we've done surveys over and over again. 97.5% of the people think you can only invest in the stock market, stocks, bonds, mutual funds. That's not the fact. The fact is that when you read the regulation, you can invest passively for your future. So think about all the passive investments there are out there. Would you rather invest in the stock market? And that's fine if you want to. Or would you rather invest in real estate so you can collect the rent and get the appreciation on the real estate? Well, you certainly can do that, but you need an administrator who was willing to take that extra labor, because there's a lot of extra work for us when you invest in real estate. But that's what we want you to do. We want you to invest in those things that you wish to invest in. You want to invest in gold or oil and gas. Oil and gas, we don't see much oil and gas exploration any longer, but we certainly see mineral rights now. And mineral rights tend to be a pretty reliable investment. So there's all kinds of investments we can make. We'll talk about that in future podcasts. The other question, though, is, what was the other question?
Well, actually, you just brought it up. What the 97% of Americans, Dennis, you said they do not know about self-directed retirement accounts. So where do 97% of Americans leave their money, and how much money sits inside retirement accounts?
Well, when we add up the retirement accounts, which would be the IRAs and the 401ks, et cetera, it's just under $38 billion.
Billion or trillion, Dennis?
Trillion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Much.
I was like, whoa.
Thank you very much.
We were off by a very big number.
Off by three zeros.
Yes.
Now, do you have that 38 trillion with you?
Yeah. Let me pull out my no shot. Never going to happen. That's the goal, by the way, is to get into the trillion marker. That's where we want to take IRA Club. We do manage how much, Dennis, before we jump it back into how much students IRA
we're,
Club?
Well over $1 billion.
Well, we're excited about that. We've reached a great milestone here. But back to the 97% of Americans, where do they leave that roughly $40 trillion?
They leave it in the mutual fund companies. And the mutual fund companies, I've got to give them their due. They have done a wonderful job of investing, but they haven't done a wonderful job of telling you all that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the three biggest ones, Fidelity and Schwab and Vanguard. I don't know what percentage of that they control, but it's a substantial percentage. And they all have the same fee pattern. And their fee pattern is they charge a fee based on the size of your account. So let's say that I have a $50,000 account at one of these firms. I'm paying a fee based on that. And let's say you have a $250,000 account at that same firm. You are paying five times what I am paying. But they're not doing anything for you if they're not doing for me. So the percentage fees that they charge are really designed for them and not for you. The more successful you are, the longer you're there, the higher those fees go. Now, wait, I don't get a bill from any of these companies that tell me this is my fee. And no, they don't send you a bill. They also have worked out something with Congress that says all we're going to do, instead of sending them a bill and we don't want to bother them, we'll just reduce the value of their shares, and we're going to do that once a day. So the value, not so there isn't one big day each year where there's a downturn. There's just a little bit every day where they take off out of your account by reducing the value of your shares. And so this is why sometimes I've been invested in, you know, this mutual fund in my 401k for so long, and basically it doesn't move very much. Well, you know, if it's getting hit with a fee, you know, every day, 200 times a year, son of a gun, it's not going to grow very much.
Yeah.
So that's why some of the investments that are self-directed, where there's flat fees, are going to be far, far more valuable to you in the long run.
Well, roughly you said 90%, right? The other two vehicles as well, we're missing about like 7 or 8%. The other two vehicles are bank CDs, that's
bank
the
CDs,
other ones,
right?
And the other one is also
annuities.
Annuities have been and has been a big factor in the last few years because of the volatility of the market. Many broker dealers, many financial advisors, many fiduciaries have been taking their clients' 401ks and shifting them over to annuities to help protect against the volatility. But what are they guaranteeing you, Dennis?
Well, the annuity, annuities, basically, let me just define an annuity.
Product,
yeah. Define an annuity. Basically, with an annuity, you give all of your money to the insurance company, and they give you back your own money in little tiny pieces over a long period of time. That's an annuity. Annuities are the second most profitable product for an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
And so insurance companies love to write annuities. Now, the annuity salesman always has the same line. He says, you know, we don't care if you live to be 150 years old. We're going to keep paying you. Well, that's, you know, that's what the contract says. And they're kind of relying on the fact that you may not live to be 150.
Now, unlike, you know, annuities, most people do not know this, Dennis. Annuities, were number one, are insurance products. So because it's an insurance product, your money is not FDIC insured versus is an IRA or 401k FDIC insured?
Yeah, well, it's that it is FDIC insured where we have where we hold it.
Yes.
And because we hold all of your money in a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's when we hold your money in a bank, you know, it's just for that time that's, you know, you put it in. Maybe you want to buy a house, but you haven't picked the house yet. So there's that little, you know, period where it does float, but it does sit in the bank. Yeah,
it does sit in a bank. So we talked a little bit about how we help individuals in particular that have, you said 97% of them have retirement accounts with the Fidelities, Vanguard, Schwab's, and the other 10,000 brokerage firms that are out there. And we talked a little bit about diversification. So the best analogy when we talk about IRA Club is I want you to think like Fidelity, Vanguard, and Schwab. The only difference is not only is your money invested in the stock market, Dennis talked about mutual funds, mm-hmm. in particular the 401ks, 83, just a little under 83% of those sit within mutual funds, meaning your current employer's 401k, and many of you have those. Dennis, and just to elaborate a little bit more on not just the individuals, but we want to, you talked about empowering them to look at alternative investments with the IRA club, whether it's, you know, real estate, land, syndications, private equity deals. Mm-hmm. But that's part of our podcast and future podcasts is we are going to bring in our resident experts in their field. So many of you, although me and Dennis cannot, or anybody here at the IRA club, mm-hmm. can never choose the investment for the investor. The goal here is to get you to think outside of the box. The goal, again, is control, to offer the flexibility to grow your retirement that much faster, because me and Dennis say this so much better than anybody else. Invest in what you understand and know best. Dennis, where is real money made? Within the stock market or in real estate? If you were to say, if you're looking at things decade by decade, because we're talking about retirement here.
In the long run, every period has a hot investment.
Yes.
My favorite thing is when I see a broker talk in front of an audience and says, if you had invested this many dollars in Apple the day it came out and still had it today, you would have this many dollars. And I want them to ask the second question. How many people here invested in Apple the day it came out and still own it? Nobody's ever going to raise their hand. Nobody's going to raise their hand. So, you know, the stock market, you know, has its hot periods, we know. Oil and gas has its hot periods, we know.
Gold,
my God, has its hot periods, yes.
Crypto, we forgot about it.
Oh, my God.
Crypto was on fire at one point.
That's right.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're going to talk about retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And we want investments that are steady and continue to pay. We've heard that expression. I don't know if it's true or not, but 90% of all millionaires got that way from real estate investing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's true. I don't know. But it's a big number.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of people who've invested in real estate, and we talk about ways. There's so many ways to invest in real estate
mm-hmm.
with your IRA. Your IRA can easily buy a single family home
mm-hmm.
Multifamily. Or invest in a multifamily.
Yep.
Invest with a group of people in the syndication that does a large multifamily. Real estate is...
Many avenues. Yeah.
Residential real estate is the probably one of the most solid investments. And if it goes down to anything, it's the first guy I ever heard somebody say when they were talking about investing in real estate is everybody's got to live somewhere.
Yes. And the truth is, Dennis, if you look at asset class to asset class, because, you know, one of the great and most powerful things that we have here at the IRA Club is you could see how our own members, right, our thousands of members are actually investing. And you said it best. It seems as if most of our clients incorporate real estate as part of their mm-hmm. portfolio within retirement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to those 97% of individuals that only keep their money in the stock market, let's be clear, Dennis, at the IRA Club, do we offer individuals here, members, our members, to invest in the stock market?
Yes, because some people want to invest in the stock market. You heard something this morning that you said, gee, I really want to buy that stock. Call us up and we'll purchase the stock. The point of it is not that you can't invest in stock, but the mm-hmm. point of it is that you can invest in almost
everything.
Any investment that you want that is passive and an investment for your future. I do want to talk about one of the reasons that we're really anxious to do this set of podcasts now, and that is two things are happening. First of all is longevity.
Mm-hmm.
People are living so much longer and need to prepare so much more for retirement than they've ever prepared in the past. I don't know about you, but I am astonished every day, it seems, mm-hmm. that I hear of a new drug, a new therapy, a new pharmacy, a new surgical technique. Mm-hmm. Things are improving.
Machines are now operating on us through AI. Yes. Is that crazy?
And so we're going to live a lot longer than our parents and our grandparents did. And number two is, you know, for years and years and years, you've been hearing that Social Security is going to run out of money, Social Security is going to run out of money, Social Security is going to run out of money. But it's always been some point way in the future. Now, the Social Security Department has been very forthcoming on this topic. And the topic of running out of money is something that they are aware of, mm-hmm. and something that they talk about, and something that they put out releases on. And the most current release says that from the Social Security Department, not from me, Social Security will become insolvent May of 2035. 2035 is not far away. If I said that to you in 1960, you would have said, oh, it'll get taken care of by then. Mm-hmm. No, it's May of 2035. Mm-hmm. Now, when they become insolvent, what does that mean? It means they're not taking in as much money as they need to cover the layout. And so they've already said, we will probably lower the payouts to 83%
yep.
of the current rate. Mm-hmm. So they're even telling us when it's going to happen. They're telling us how much they're going to lower the payouts. These are big, big impact numbers for all of us. All of us.
And it's not just, by the way, it's not just Dennis, and I didn't mean to cut you off, it's also the fact that people are not having enough children. Right.
Well, yeah.
That's the other factor is there's like you brought it up. There's not enough money coming in. More money's coming out. We're always dependent on our government bailing us out. That's not sustainable. Right. Mm-hmm. We just hit $35 trillion in debt as a nation.
Yeah.
And we need to start thinking about retirement as a whole, because the 1.25 that they're saying that you need to live off of 10 years from now needs to be at 1.8, and then 10 years from now will probably be at 2.5 million. And you cannot think about single digit returns, because that is what the stock market's going to give you inside of your 401ks and IRAs. You have to be thinking alternative investments at the end of the day.
And so this really becomes quite an important point. And the important point is inflation.
Yes, here to stay.
Inflation, as we're making this video, it has dipped from its very, very high. Remember, we had a couple quarters of 9%, and now it's down at about 2.5. And isn't that wonderful? It's not going to stay there, mm-hmm. because what's going to happen is when Social Security starts running out of money, the politicians are going to have to make a choice, and the choice will be one: we're just going to cut the amount that we're going to send out. Well, you know, that's not very popular. Mm-hmm. And politicians want to be popular. Or two, we're going to raise the Social Security taxes significantly to build up the fund. Well, that's not popular, and politicians want to be popular.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Congress is going to do, I think, is they're just going to print more money.
Print more money.
And if they print more money, we already know what happens. Every time Congress prints more money, we get more inflation.
Well, we did talk about a part of their solution was to also raise the age limit, right?
You know,
but they
keep talking about that,
yeah.
but you know, they're slow to do it.
Slow to do it. So, and not just to mention, you know, when Social Security was first established back in 1935, let's be honest, there were 24 workers for every one retiree.
Right.
Yeah. That number today is 2 to 1. They're estimating by 2033, that's going to be 1 to 1.
Wonderful.
So, and then again, we're not having enough children. So we have to figure out a solution for Social Security, not just Social Security. Every government program is.
Well, yes, that's true, too. But the point, I think, is do we wait for the government to figure out something to bail us out, or do we bail ourselves out?
Yep, take control.
And the government has been very, very aggressive, amazingly aggressive, with coming up with plans that you can use,
mm-hmm.
that are very, very valuable. You know, how many people have invested in real estate with their IRA? A lot, but not compared to the total amount of people. How many people have invested in mineral rights, which have been very good?
Mm-hmm.
How many people invested in all these other real assets that you can see, you can touch, you can hold with your IRA? Or are they invested in stocks,
mutual funds? And that is not the solution anymore. Full transparency. Dennis talked about it, hit the nail on the head. We have to, as Americans, take the reins of our own future. Talk about financial literacy. That is part of our podcast, is to talk financial literacy. I know retirement as a whole is not a sexy topic of discussion. We're going to make it sexy. How are we going to do that? We're going to talk about it in different phases. We're going to bring in fund managers, our sponsors, our partners. So if you don't know about, let's say, life settlements, you don't know about mineral rights, you don't know about oil and gas, you don't know about turnkey investments, we are going to bring in our resident experts at every single podcast to talk about a specific topic. So join us actually for the next 4, 5, or 6 to talk about the process of self-directing, leading it into different avenues of alternative investments. But keep in mind, although we are here to educate you, we always highly recommend that you reach out to your lawyers, your CPAs, your financial advisors, not that we have anything against them, but most of them, believe it or not, Dennis, do not know that they could actually self-direct. The term self-direction is being adopted by, you know, the Fidelities, Vanguards, and Schwabs of the world. Let's clear that up, by the way. Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah. Well, you know, Fidelity, Schwab, Vanguard did not use the word self-directed until the self-directed industry became more viable. Mm-hmm. And then they just said, well, they're self-directed. And when you call Fidelity and say, oh, great, it's self-directed, I want to buy the house at 123 Green Street, they say, well, you can't buy that here. You can buy that with your IRA. But really, the large firms don't want to do all the work that's involved. Remember, if you're buying stocks, bonds, mutual funds, it's pushing of a button. But when you're buying a house, somebody here has to read the title, make sure the closing documents are in order, et cetera. When you're making an investment in a new company, we want to make sure the company actually exists, and those types of things. Mm-hmm. So all that takes a lot more work, and we do it at a flat fee. So it's very reasonable. So I think those are very important.
Yeah, very important. And please, and Dennis, like, I don't want people that are listening to our podcast moving forward to think that we have a problem with the stock market.
No.
We don't have a problem. You could do that here at the IRA Club. You could choose your own stocks. In fact, Dennis, we took it a step further, partnered with a company, a tech company called iFlip, and we are one of the first self-directed IRA companies to offer an AI-driven platform. We refer to them as AI Smartfolios, where the AI will buy, sell, and hold on behalf of your IRA. Because, listen, at the end of the day, Dennis, me and you have been talking about this, going back and forth for this about 4, 5, 6 years now, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the issues and concerns that and we like to listen to our IRA Club members, right? We take their opinion and great value, and we say to them, well, better yet, they ask us, not we say to them. They ask us, because remember, they're in control. Well, what do I do with that money that's sitting at the IRA Club from the rental income or the dividends or the royalties? And Dennis, what are people traditionally doing with that money? Are they sending it back over to...
Typically, they were sending it back to the stock market, but then you were depending on your own ability as a stock picker.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the availability of these AI portfolios, which have done well in the past. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make any guarantees in the future.
Nope, cannot do that.
But have done very well in the past. I personally, this is off the topic, but I personally am going to start a personal newsletter about the stock market of things that I have invested in, so you know not to invest in them. I am.
And I would listen to him, by the way, because he's been doing it for a long time.
I'm awful. But I do use the AI portfolio, and I'm much happier with that.
It is. Well, let's remember, the AI smartfolios are there to protect you against market volatility. But as Dennis said, you know, past gains do not protect you against future upside. But with that being said, we don't have an issue or problem with the stock market.
No.
Remember, it's diversification, right? It's the IRA Club is an actual one-stop shop. You want to go pick your own stocks? Go pick your own stocks. You want to go buy that house on 123 Green Street? Please go buy the house on 123 Green Street. You want to do oil and gas deals? Go do oil and gas deals. But the one thing we cannot do for you is
tell you which deal to buy.
Which one's the best one. So there is a little bit of work on your part. It is called due diligence, right? You have to identify the investment opportunity first, and that is part of our podcast. What we're going to help do is not choose the investment, but we are going to discuss and educate different types of alternative investments so you have informed, powerful decisions, right? Every investment's got risk, but we want to take, Dennis, we say this all the time, educated, calculated risks before you move forward. But this is what we're going to promise you. This is our promise, Dennis, myself, the IRA Club, is you will never be lost in this process
no.
of self-directing.
No. I'm glad you said that. We do have a very, very fine staff. I'm so proud of the people who work here, who will, I don't want to say hold your hand, but indeed hold your hand through the process. If you said, gee, I want to buy this, you know, investment, how do I do it? There's somebody will talk about, you know, how you do it and mm-hmm. what you do. And very importantly, what we want to keep in our file to show that you really are your IRA is really the legitimate owner of that business or that property or that whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. So we're happy to work with you.
Yeah, just remember, we're not a call center. I want to make that very clear. One of the things that Dennis and myself always said when I first came on board, although I did not talk about myself much, I'm boring. There's nothing to really talk about, but most people do not know this about me. I do come from the hospitality world. My family does own quite a few pieces of real estate, as Dennis knows, throughout the Chicagoland area. So I'm very well-versed in real estate, hospitality, but I live, eat, and breathe it, right? I actually have owned and operated four different restaurants in Chicago, wine bars in particular. And one of the things I always said to Dennis is I do not want to be related compared to a call center. So if you're ever lost, you call the IRA Club, 312-795-0988, and you're going to get a receptionist. And every single IRA Club member, client of ours, investor, has a point of contact. As Dennis said, you are never lost in this process. I don't know what form to fill out next. You call and you ask. I think I'm causing a prohibited transaction. Call and ask, right? That is the goal, is you will never be lost. It is a streamlined process from A through Z. And not to mention, Dennis, I think one of the reasons why it took forever to come to start our very first podcast or launch a podcast is because of all of the steps that we had to do in order to get us to the point that we're at right now.
Yeah, that's a
right?
good point.
I mean, I don't want to say that we put this on the back burner, but I think I would. That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
To say.
Well, we had to make sure all
our ducks in a row.
Was in
yeah,
row. Exactly right.
Yeah, all the ducks were in a row. But with that being said, we are super excited to finally launch our first podcast and future podcast. And the goal is to, again, educate you to think outside of the box. Dennis, one of the things that you left out, you left this out. By the way, if you ever go to LinkedIn, please go look up Dennis Blitz on LinkedIn. I mean, this guy, we could write a movie, a book about this man's life. But with that being said, speaking of books, how many books have you published in the last and throughout your lifetime?
Oh, phew. I think they were about, I kind of counted up once times 17.
Give her 17. So with that being said, I'm actually going to lean right around Dennis, and I'm going to pull out his latest book. Dennis, you want to tell me a little bit about this book?
Oh, this is actually kind of a shorty with nice big print. This is how to make money-making ideas for your IRA and solo 401k. And so take a look. You know, we will give you this book.
Yeah, exactly. That's an incentive for our very first podcast.
I was looking for renewal.
We live, eat, and breathe, you know, education first and foremost. But with that being said, Money Making Ideas with Your IRA and 401k, written by Dennis Blitz, his 17th book, okay? If you go to iraclub.com/podcast, you could download this book for free. Free?
Oh,
free.
No.
Dennis, come on. Give it to Dennis. Or call me at 312-795-0988 or visit iraclub.com. It is a great resource. There are hundreds of videos.
Good ideas.
Great ideas, blogs, retirement calculators. But this is the most important thing. Schedule a call during your own time and let's figure out what the next steps are. What is your goal? What are you trying to accomplish within your IRA, 401k, 403b, 457, you possibly work for the government or in the Army and you have a TSP and you're not sure what to do next, call us. Let us help walk you through the process. We have a great team here. Let's take it one step at a time. For those of you joining us for the very first time, I want you to go visit iraclub.com/podcast. I want you to sign up. We're going to be talking about many things versus your retirement in the traditional sense versus the self-directed sense. And we are going to talk about not just your retirement, but different types of alternative investments that are out there. We're going to bring in resident experts, people that deal with IRA Club on a day-in, day-out basis. We're going to go over the process. We're also going to talk about to take control of your future. We're here to talk about financial literacy, and retirement is such a big part of it. Dennis, any final thoughts as we close up our first podcast?
Taking control of your financial future is critical in these times of accelerating inflation and increasing longevity. You want to be able to do that. You want all the information you can have. You don't have to use it, but you want all the information you can have.
Again, iraclub.com/podcast. Sign up. Join us for future podcasts. We're super excited to have you. And again, let's take control of your future and let's maximize your growth.
Good deal.
Thanks for listening to the IRA Club podcast. For more information and to learn when new episodes come out, subscribe right now at iraclub.com/podcast.